The Tempe Center for the Arts is spending the summer exploring nature, specifically as it relates to art and design. Its exhibit is called Biomimicry, Nature-Inspired Design. Michelle Dock is TCA's gallery coordinator.
Essentially what biomimicry is, it is a way of looking at nature, emulating something from nature to make something in the human world better. So you can use it in product design, engineering, business practice, art practice, design, almost anything.
Looking around the gallery, that becomes apparent. There's sculpture, furniture, wood, and other art forms. But it's not all about aesthetics. Doc points to the example of the Japanese bullet trains. They were making these huge booming sounds when they went through tunnels. But an engineer who was interested in birds decided to try to design the trains more like the kingfisher bird, an aerodynamic bird with a long, pointy beak. Once that happened, the booms went away and the trains went faster. Doc says the arts and sciences are indeed connected.
And these things are not separate. They don't have to be separate. Leonardo da Vinci didn't consider them separate.
As part of the exhibit, Tempe Center for the Arts is also putting on the Biomimicry Challenge. Three local artists have been chosen to take part. It's a 10-week paid residency for them. The artists will also be mentored by experts at ASU and create their work in little studios right inside the gallery. Alexandra Bowers is one of the artists in residence. She does pyrography, which means to write with fire. Standing in her workspace, I asked her how she does that.
The process is really similar to a tattoo. It's just in wood as opposed to skin.
How did you get involved in that?
A trip to Home Depot almost 10 years ago.
Sounds like there's a story there.
A little bit. I was a drawing major at ASU. I graduated in 2012. And so this was a few years before that. I just so happened to go to Home Depot quite a bit for school supplies. And I was there for a completely different class, just buying random things that I needed. And I was looking, or I was in an aisle where soldering irons were located. An employee walked up behind me and she said, you know, you can wood burn with one of those. So it was sort of this fateful moment of a light bulb went off in my mind. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm new into the drawing program. I'm using and learning all these new techniques. Why not use heat and see what that can create for me? So
you use natural products. I mean, you're using wood, which is found in nature. Is the concept of biomimicry something that you do consciously, or is it just kind of by definition it's what you do?
By definition. So this is quite an enlightening experience being an artist in residence here. I kind of have been telling people, similar to when I learned how to draw, when I started taking these technical classes, I looked at the world completely differently. It rewrote my language in terms of how I view the visual and physical world. And I feel like this biomimicry program is doing a very similar thing, just for science and integrating a new conceptual component to my work that I've already been creating.
Michelle, how literally or sort of non-literally do you see artists taking this? I mean, not everything in here looks like something that you can very easily identify with something in nature, but they all have something to do with that.
Right. I think it goes back to the lessons that you learn from different disciplines. Artists are sort of infamous or famous, both of the above, for being inspired by different things. So you might have an artist that gets onto geometry, and we actually have one that's into fractals. We have artists that are inspired by art history, or, you know, the study of, you know, ancient China, or, you know, any number of topics artists get excited about. They study really hard on it. They ask questions, kind of like a scientist, starting out with a question, finding the answers, researching it, and then exploring how that might incorporate into their work.
It sounds like kind of part art exhibit, part science fair.
It is. That's a great way to look at it.
Alexandra, when did you get into science? I mean, was this something you were always interested in, or did it start once you decided that you were going to burn images onto wood?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been an inherent quality in my personality in terms of how I've viewed artwork for a long time. So maybe it was subconscious for a while, but being part of this residency has really brought it to the forefront in my mind. And again, working with the professionals that we're actually being connected to has created a whole new dialogue for what science means in my work.
Michelle, is part of the challenge of this exhibit to move away from just doing, look, this looks like nature on whatever medium you're doing, and to really, maybe abstract isn't the right word, but maybe sort of push beyond that to something that isn't quite so literal, maybe a little more interpretive of what we see in nature and sort of the design that we see in nature.
Well, I think one of the lessons from biomimicry that we keep going back to is sustainability, is that I think anybody that does nature-inspired work or that goes into biomimicry as a scientific field or in product design, they care about nature and they want to see it preserved. And I think through exhibitions like this or projects where we're challenging artists to think in a different way, we're working towards making this a more sustainable world in our little way, in the ways and small steps that each of us can do. We are part of nature. Let's respect it. Let's learn about it and take some of its lessons, because it's been doing it a lot longer than we have, and in a lot of ways, a lot better than we've done it. And take those lessons back into everyday life.
Alexandra, how do you see the role of sustainability in your work? I mean, you're using a natural product. So how do you see this concept of sustainability playing out in what you do?
That's a really good question. An example maybe for you is I met a woman this past weekend who I was telling her about this opportunity, and I told her I work on wood, and of course, kind of where that manifested from. And she said, "Well, I'm going up to Flagstaff, and we're doing a lot of clear cutting in the forests up there, especially because we're getting into fire season and there's a lot of growth, overgrowth, and they want to be really mindful of that." She said, "We're going to have a lot of wood left over. Do you want it?" And I said, "Well, of course. Yes, please." So maybe it's teaming up with organizations that have leftover wood pieces that are small that I can reproduce into art pieces and manufacture them into something else.
When this competition is over, what would you like to get out of it?
I think the connections, it's just so incredible to be connected to these people that I don't think I ever would have been able to meet if it weren't for this opportunity.
Alexandra Bowers is one of three artists in residence at the Tempe Center for the Arts. We also heard from Michelle Dock, TCA's gallery coordinator. The exhibit, Biomimicry, Nature-Inspired Design, will be up through August 26th.
And you are listening to the show.